Author Joe McGinnis has been out this week promoting his new book about Sarah Palin. Critics are condemning the book, saying its pages are full of gossipy allegations from anonymous sources. The book's getting attention in part because Palin may be running for president. She certainly looked like a candidate this summer as she rode through Iowa and New Hampshire in a red, white, and blue bus. And she didn't close the door on a possible run last night in an appearance on Fox News.
In this primary, I think people are still going to be coming and going because there is still time, and I'm still one of those still considering the time factor.
For some Republicans, the time is now for Palin to make a decision. Here's NPR's Martin Kosty.
Technically, Sarah Palin can put off becoming a formal candidate for at least another month or so. The first registration deadline to get on a primary ballot isn't until October 31st in Florida. Though after that, the deadlines come quickly in important states like South Carolina and New Hampshire. But when it comes to the earliest test for candidates, the Iowa caucuses, there is no formal registration.
There is not a printed ballot, so there is not a deadline to be on the ballot.
Iowa Republican Party Chairman Matt Strawn. He says, in theory, anybody could win the Iowa caucuses, declared candidate or undeclared. But that's theory.
Practically speaking, you know, because it is such an organization-heavy process where you need to have leaders in upwards of 1,800 precincts across the state, it isn't the kind of thing that can be put together in short order.
If anybody can do it in short order, it's Sarah Palin. The Iowa director for another major campaign says Palin could probably build an organization with, quote, a couple of phone calls. And then there's this. Listen to the shout-out that Palin gives at the start of her recent speech in Indianola, Iowa.
It's so good to see the O for P and C for P people here today.
C for P stands for Conservatives for Palin. O for P is Organize for Palin. These are groups that have been preparing the way for a possible Palin candidacy. They say they're a grassroots effort with no formal connection to the former governor. Peter Singleton runs the O for P effort in Iowa.
It's not too late to get in, not too late at all.
Singleton is a lawyer from California. Speaking from his base of operations at the West Des Moines Days Inn, he says he's been helping to prepare for a Palin candidacy practically since the day after the 2008 election.
I've spoken at probably 65 different Republican county central committees and met one-on-one with their chairman or chairwoman, and the race is absolutely wide open. It remains wide open.
Trudy Kavanis is the Republican chairwoman in Wapello County in southeastern Iowa. She says some Republicans there like the fact that Palin is a sort of uncandidate.
As long as she can stay outside of, quote, the group that's running, it makes her much more unique.
But there are also plenty of Republicans who've become annoyed by Palin's uncandidacy. The editor of the blog Red State, Eric Erickson, says he thinks Palin has been trying and failing to stimulate a groundswell of support ahead of a formal candidacy.
That was kind of my theory all along, is that she would see if she did all these things, would her polling improve? And if so, she would run. And I'm not seeing her polling improve. In fact, I'm seeing her polling go down even further with Republican voters.
Erickson recently posted a column about Palin entitled simply, Enough. He says she's keeping her hardcore fans from considering the merits of the declared Republican candidates.
And if she doesn't ultimately get in, then you're going to have a bunch of people who, to a degree, they're going to have to be deprogrammed because they've gone all in with a candidate who's a no-show.
So far, Palin's Facebook page and Twitter feed remain silent on her 2012 intentions. But in an interview posted by a blogger this summer, Palin said she wanted to be, quote, fair to supporters and not keep them hanging on in perpetuity. Martin Kosty, NPR News.